Mandy and I welcome you back to Walking with Jesus for March 14th. Prayers to whom? Let's look at 1 Chronicles 29:10. 1 Chronicles 29:10 says, David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours." Prayers to whom? In recent years, it has become common to hear public officials use this phrase, "Our thoughts and prayers are with those impacted by this event." Such statements are commendable and appreciated in times of crisis or suffering, but given the religiously pluralistic nature of societies, the offer of prayers raises the question, prayers to whom? The reason it matters is that prayers should be directed toward a deity that has invited such prayers and has the power to answer them. Hebrews 4:16. In the Bible, there is never any doubt as to whom prayers are being offered, and often God is named specifically, as when David prayed, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever." Jews, and later Christians, didn't pray to an unnamed God. They prayed to the God who had made promises that became the basis of their prayers. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. God is the only one who can answer our prayers. Pray to Him today, trusting that He will hear and He will answer. And I know you've probably had people say that too. Oh, we'll pray for you, or, you know, good thoughts or good vibes or whatever. But there is only one person we should be praying to, and that is God. And a lot of times say, oh, we'll shoot a prayer up to the man upstairs or the big guy up there or whatever. And I don't know if they really know Him as God. There is only one God, and He's very deserving of our prayers. And He wants to hear from you, my friend. He wants us to pray. He gave us in the Bible a model of a way to pray, which is the Lord's Prayer. This model is very good. It shows different parts of how first we give glory to God, and then we can also ask for our needs, and then also ask for forgiveness. I'll pray that prayer with you right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's a great model prayer, but it's not the only way that you can pray. Another little way I like to help is by using my hand. If you look at your hand, it shows the different ways that you can pray. First, the thumb is closest to you. So you want to pray for those who are close to you, like your immediate family and very close friends. The pointer finger shows people who have pointed us to Jesus. So like your pastor, maybe a missionary, Sunday school teacher, leaders of your church, whoever's pointing you to Jesus. The tallest one stands for leadership, and we should pray for those in authority above us, presidents, governors, in your small town, whoever that might be leading you, also in your school, your teachers and principals, all the people in leadership. The next finger is the weakest one, and that should remind us to pray for people who are very weak and needy and in need of our help and assistance. And finally, we have the pinky finger, and that one reminds us that we can pray for ourselves. We should put ourselves last when we pray. Pray for everybody else first, but then don't forget yourself as the pinky finger. That's a great way to help you pray. I hope you spend a lot of time praying today, and that you're not just praying to the man upstairs, but to the one Almighty God who loves to hear our prayers and has the power to answer them. Have a good day praying to God today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. And you can order your own copy of Walking with Jesus by Dr. David Jeremiah by going to davidjeremiah.org or by calling Turning Point at 877-998-0222. And I would love to answer any question that you may have about faith in Jesus. Let's get stronger this year in 2024. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day growing your faith in Jesus.